www.healthcmi.com. And welcome back to our webinar series. Today on our research webinar, we're going to be covering how acupuncture can help intensive care infants, and also how acupuncture is good for the treatment of pain based on not only ancient principles, but modern research. So this first article we'll take a look at is entitled, Acupuncture Helps Stanford Intensive Care Infants. It was released at healthcmi.com in the news cycle October 20th, 2014. And before I get going, remember that the source of this news article is Stanford University for the research. So when critics argue there is no research or the research is not double-blind, it is not placebo-controlled, it's not randomized, et cetera, these are not truthful or accurate depictions of the level of and the quality of the research that demonstrates the efficaciousness of acupuncture not only in the treatment of pain but also other conditions. In fact, there is a wealth of research demonstrating the efficaciousness of both acupuncture herbs and other forms of Chinese medicine. So let's read a little from this article and talk about it. A Stanford University study finds acupuncture effective for reducing the need for sedative medications for neonates and infants undergoing treatments in the intensive care unit. One of the doctors, actually several of the doctors I'm reading here, note that high doses of opioids and benzodiazepines are often required for neonates and infants for the purpose of pain management and sedation. Cessation from medications leads to withdrawal symptoms and irritability. The researchers cite acupuncture's documented ability to reduce pain, irritability, and withdrawal symptoms in adults. So this is something that is normal when doing research. People base the reason for the research on prior research. Here, there was a lot of research on adult populations, so now they're looking at pediatric. Continuing with the article, the research team applied acupuncture in the pediatric setting to see if the therapeutic effects known to help adults also applies to neonates and infants. They concluded that the pediatric patients, quote, tolerated acupuncture well and required a decreased amount of pain medication for treating agitation and withdrawal, unquote. The study concludes, quote, acupuncture may be a useful adjunct for managing agitation and withdrawal in neonates and infants in the intensive care unit and may lead to a decreased need for sedative medications, unquote. Acupuncture points used in the study were Yin Tang, Stomach 36, and PC6, Pericardium 6, plus acupuncture point protocols developed by the National Acupuncture Detoxification Association. So those are usually ear points. In a related study, doctors from the University of Washington School of Medicine, located in Seattle, conclude, quote, our experience suggests that acupuncture therapy is safe, non-pharmacological option for prevention or emergence delirium in children undergoing general anesthesia, unquote. So they're saying prevention of emergence delirium. The doctors note that delirium occurs in approximately 12 to 50% of pediatric patients receiving general anesthesia. They add that pharmaceutical drugs used to manage delirium often produce unwanted adverse effects, including, quote, sedation and longer recovery time from anesthesia, unquote. The University of Washington School of Medicine study came up with some very interesting findings. All children in the study receiving intravenous anesthesia plus acupuncture required less quantities of propofol, and it's an amnesic hypnotic drug, very powerful stuff. A total of 83% of patients did not get delirium. An additional 17% had relatively mild cases of delirium and were able to, quote, communicate the source of the stress, unquote. The acupuncture points used in the study were spleen 8, heart 7, and liver 3. Needle stimulation was applied to 3 acupuncture points. Magnet therapy was applied to ear shen men. No complications occurred, demonstrating that acupuncture is both safe and effective in the prevention of pediatric emergence delirium. And then in our posted article, which is intended for licensed acupuncturist researchers, but also the general public, we take a highlight and look at a few acupuncture points. So in this article, we highlight the functions and indications of the acupuncture points in the study. So that's a normal process for us when we're publishing. But again, what we're looking at are two studies here, one from Stanford University and one from the University of Washington School of Medicine. So these are bona fide serious institutions taking on very serious issues in pediatric medicine, integrating it into the general usual care setting. And we do see a lot of criticism